Chapter 2. The Yayoi Period. The Yayoi period followed the Jomon period. The name came from the Yayoi area of Tokyo, where a new type of earthenware was discovered. The Yayoi period was different from the Jomon period in many ways. Firstly, people's way of living was based on agriculture, centering on rice cultivation. There are a few traces of rice cultivation from the Jomon period, but rice cultivation had not really been established. Hunting, gathering, and fishing had been dominant in the Jomon people's daily life. The Yayoi people, however, engaged in agricultural activities, mainly rice cultivation. There are tools and relics to prove that they were agricultural people. The earthenware, which was called Yayoi earthenware, was also different from that of the Jomon period. Yayoi pottery was harder, more sophisticated and stable in shape, and had decorative designs on it. It is obvious that the Yayoi people had more advanced skills than the Jomon people. The Yayoi culture, which had advanced agricultural skills, sophisticated earthenware, and metal goods, came to Japan from the continent China, by way of the Korean Peninsula. Since rice cultivation required group labor, the people lived together and formed villages. Their houses were not of the dugout type, but wooden structures, called Takayuka Shikijūkyō, with highly elevated floors. They also made bronze objects, such as swords, spears, and bells. The bronze bells might have been used for ceremonies. Agricultural life, based on rice cultivation, brought about villages, which gradually developed into nations, which had divisions between rich and poor, and formed class systems. It is said that there were about 100 small nations in the first century. An old Chinese book states that in 57 AD, the emperor of the latter Han Dynasty presented a golden stamp to one of the nations of Japan, inscribed with Kanno, Wano, Nano, Kokuo, meaning from the emperor of the Han to the ruler of the Na in Japan. These small nations were continually in battle over centuries, but it is said that Queen Himiko, with her nation called Yamataikoku, would manage to take control of about 30 nations under her rule in the 3rd century. This was written in the old Chinese book Gishi Wajinden, compiled in that century. The Yayoi period, which lasted until the 2nd or 3rd century, was the age in which people started to live together by cultivating rice. Small nations were born, and culture and civilization came to Japan from China. It was really the foundation period from which the small nations would later form into one large nation known as Japan.